Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. A little pressed for time, but hopefully I can get this done. Alright, so the Brozo has now made two extra comments. This issue really isn't that complicated. He claims he can do something. He puts in all this extra ribbish talk that has no value whatsoever. He just goes on and on and on. Says he's going to prove something, never proves anything, blah, 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 blah. So, I don't know, for the people who just, so there are other people who are commenting, Mindless Marbles, they just seem to not pay any attention to the actual argument. So again, I have to do this like step by step. So there's a thing called a lever. So we're going to assume it's made out of very light material, very rigid. And the idea is it balances on a pivot, okay? Now, I'm going to make one of these devices and do these experiments, but whatever, it's... There's no denying the logic of it, okay? It's just that simple. Now, you can do things different ways, right? Now, so you can understand there's a distance. So this would be a one distance, and this would be two distances, okay? So that's pretty simple, right? And so let's just say we're going to do an experiment. We can choose. We can put two mass here, or we could put a one mass here. All right. Now, the simple, you know, that means on this part of the lever, that means on this part of the lever. So we have a choice. We can put either one on there. The argument is that no matter which one, so if I put the one mass or I put the two mass here, it doesn't matter. This side of the lever will always move exactly the same. That is, whatever energy you put in, the lever will move identically with the one mass here or a two mass here. Those two different circumstances. So in one case, okay, I guess I have to actually draw examples, right? I have to see one case, there's a one mass here, two notches away from the fulcrum. And in the other case, okay, here we go. See, I really have to do this. These people are so stupid that I have to actually draw out each little circumstance because they can't understand that these are two different experiments. And it just doesn't matter. So if I told you I was going to do this experiment, and this whole side of the experiment was unseen by you, you can't see whether I put a one mass out here or I put a two mass out in here. The fact is, this part of the lever is going to move exactly the same, no matter which one's there. It just can't matter. Can't possibly make a difference. The lever moves identically in both circumstances. Every part of it will move exactly the same. No matter what energy I put in here, okay, this would move exactly the same. And the inverse is true. No matter which one of these two circumstances I allow to happen, there'll be the same pressure put on the other side of the lever. They'll be indistinguishable. So if I told you to press on this lever, you know, push down on this side of the lever, and you couldn't tell whether I had a 2 or a 1, and you tried to predict it, you couldn't predict accurately. You get it right sometimes by guessing, like heads or tails, but you can't be accurate because there is absolutely no difference. This will weigh exactly what this weighs. So it's like me saying, well, I'm gonna put 10 pounds here. Okay, I'm gonna put 10 pounds on it right here. You know, and then I'm gonna put 10 pounds right there. And you'll be able to tell the difference between the first 10 pounds and the second 10 pounds. No, it's all the same. I'll put 10 pounds of rice or 10 pounds of macaroni on the scale here. And you're going to tell me which one from this side. By pushing on this side, you'll tell me which one is macaroni and which one is, rice. No, you won't. 10 pounds is 10 pounds. This is exactly the same weight on the lever. This is the same weight as this is on the lever. Same weight. It's the same weight on this side. You can't tell one from the other. It's exactly the same force and energy on this side. And the fact is that when you push on this side, this one will have twice as much energy. Okay? That's their silly, crazy, fucktarded theory. That this one, even though it weighs exactly the same force will move it, it's going to have twice as much energy as this one. This one's only going to have half the energy. Now, do you really think it's possible for you to put energy in one side and only get half the energy out the other side? That it just what's your theory? There's no energy conservation and there's no Newton's third law. So it's a clear violation of Newton's third law, conservation of energy. It's right over in your face. I mean, anybody with a little bit of reasoning skills should be able to follow along, and yet these morons keep defending their nonsense and saying there's some catch. There's no catch here. You cannot tell the difference. 2 pounds here weighs exactly the same as 1 pound here. And yet your theory is this will move with twice the energy that this will move with. It's impossible. It's illogical. It's stupid. It was stupid 350 years ago when it was suggested. Newton said it was stupid. Everybody said it was stupid, actually, except some stupid ditzy French bitch who sits there and fucked up physics with her, you know, authority as a rich person. The rich person told all the peasants what to think, and they fell for it. And you're still falling for it. It's garbage physics. It was invented for no good reason. Leibniz didn't like atheism. He thought it was he thought MV was atheism. This is the devil. The devil is in our science because we need the magic God square. And of course that was wrong. It was so wrong they had to put a 1/2 in front of it because it was so wrong. And yet you people are arguing. Belligerently arguing. Just with insane authority. You know you are right when it can't make any logical sense. You can't tell the difference between 10 pounds of water and 10 pounds of maple syrup. It's 10 frickin' pounds. This is the same weight as this. You cannot tell the difference, morons. And yet it's twice as much energy. Magically. So I don't know if I want to read all this crap. P.S. I've just realized in the next morning that 2 days ago you repeated your old claim about it being impossible to tell the difference from one side of your fantasy massless lever. Doesn't have to be massless. Make it out of aluminum. Doesn't matter. The fulcrum's in the middle. So obviously whatever happens isn't going to matter because it's going to be the same on both sides. So that all of that is erased. Any air drag, anything, it's all erased because it's going to be doing the same thing on both sides of the lever. It's an equality until you start putting masses on it. It's a fucking scale, you idiot. All right, whether it's being balanced on the side or other two mass. Whether it is being balanced on the other side by another two mass equidistant from the fulcrum or one mass twice the distance away. Yes, they weigh exactly the same, and you cannot tell the difference between weights that are exactly the same. You cannot tell the difference between two things that weigh exactly the same. Damn it. You rant, yes, because you're idiots, obnoxious, arrogant, silly, stupid, fucktard. You're so goddamn dumb. A 10-year-old can understand this argument and you can't? You rant about it angrily for 5 minutes from about... So what is this nonsense? What's been in the videos for the last 12 months... is me continually saying, diagram a lever, diagram a lever, diagram a lever. Show me how levers work, fucktard. If you think levers work some other way, then I just pointed out that the one mass weighs exactly the same as the two mass. That's what the lever is proving. If you think something else is true, then why don't you show it? Why don't you draw it? Why don't you attempt to explain how I have misspoken. I've said that in my videos at least a dozen times now. Explain where I made a mistake. Can you do that, you fucking little weasel? No, you can just do this slop. In response to ING's comment about fundamental mistake. No, there's no fundamental mistake, okay? Angular momentum has nothing to do with it because angular momentum is essentially doing exactly the same thing. It's just pointing out that when you put a lighter mass further away from the center, you put the lighter mass further, you put the mass further away from the center, it gets heavier. The further you are from the center of the wheel, the heavier the mass gets. It's exactly the same argument, idiot. God. You think that the molecules on the outside of the wheel have more energy than the molecules on the inside. Whatever. All right. In response to ING's comment about your fundamental mistake, your wrong assumption. So again, there's no wrong assumption. They haven't demonstrated, they can't logically draw it, they can't in any way explain it. There's no mistake I have made because they can't draw the mistake. They can't show the mistake. They can't show the clip from the video and say, there, that's a mistake. Okay, which he explains in more eloquent language. He types four sentences. There was no fucking eloquent language. There was no fucking explanation. So these are all just such lies. More scientifically correct language. That's all there was. Yes, he used a fancy term for angular momentum. Moment of mass inertia. Yeah. Okay. Then it was able to use when I pointed out the same thing in previous comment a few hours ago. So again, there's no, you didn't point out anything. You didn't talk about angular momentum, and it's completely irrelevant because frankly, it's exactly the function. It's still twice the distance. It doesn't matter whether it's twice the distance around a circle or it's a straight line. It doesn't matter. Twice the distance is twice the distance in exactly the same time, which is twice the velocity, which means you're saying it has twice the energy because you have an idiotic notion of reality. Okay, thank you. It saves me time. Yeah, well, again, I can't even argue with your argument because I've made it so simple. All I've said is go ahead and draw a lever and explain how it works. Explain how the one mass does weigh differently than the two mass. That somehow the one mass twice as far on the lever weighs some other number than the two mass inside. Explain how they weigh different, and then you can make an argument. But you can't do that in 1 year. A whole year you've had to do it, and you can't do it. All right. I don't bother to find examples showing your claim is incorrect. You don't bother showing anywhere on the internet any example of my being incorrect because every scale that's in every video is demonstrating this fact. Okay. You would probably deny you had ever said it as usual. Well, I've said it so many fucking times in so many fucking videos, you're again just making up stories, you lying sack of dirty, smelly, rotten, trollish, goddamn putrid shit. You are such a disgusting liar. Okay, so you save me some effort in repeating only 2 days ago. More promises about what he's going to do, his effort he's going to make. Okay, bullshit. He will not show that the one mass weighs different than the two mass. That there's any way to detect the weight difference. Because the weight difference doesn't exist. Okay, yes, they have different masses, but they have different. They have exactly the same weight because of the circumstance you've created. Okay. It was quite amusing to hear you seem so sure about something you once again have never even bothered to check. Why do I need to check a balance? The scales have been around for thousands of years. I've used levers all kinds of places and all kinds of ways. I've used screwdrivers to pry open fucking paint cans. I've used wrenches and put pipes on them to get more leverage. I know how they work, and I know every time I use one, I'm not making fucking free energy, you fucking idiot. Because my arm's moving twice as fast, I don't have twice as much energy out here than the nut getting turned. They have the same fucking energy, fucking idiot. Okay, this seems, Newton knew how to unscrew a screw too. He wasn't as dumb as you, you fuck. Okay, this seems to be at the heart of all your yours are the misunderstandings. And again, I've requested, all you have to do is draw a fucking lever and explain it. Why can't you do that? Julius Sumner draws it on his little piece of paper. You can't draw on a fucking piece of paper and explain how your fucking magical lever creates free fucking energy. You fucking idiot. All right, your fixation with the idea that you and you alone can just guess. Again, I'm not guessing. I have 60 years of life experience on planet physical Earth. This is the way the world works. Levers are not free energy machines. Your theory says they are. It's a retarded, stupid, moronic, idiotic theory. You should be all so fucking embarrassed that you fell for something so fucking stupid. We have free energy device. It's as simple as a stick on top of a rock. But none of us can make it work for some reason. Yes, of course it creates free energy, but we can't somehow collect any of it. That's your physics. And you're mocking me? You're ridiculing me, you fucking morons? You believe that? You're so fucking stupid. You believe this horse shit? All right. I guess the answer to any physical problem, yeah, that's what reasoning and logic are for. You collect a minimum number of facts, and then you can answer a whole bunch of questions with that minimum number of facts. You learn, like, whatever, the alphabet, and now you can do something with the letters. Okay. And outsmart all the professors, etc. Well, obviously, I'm not outsmarting them. I'm just out-honesting them, right? Because they're just dishonest, and they're pointed out all the time. Even this guy who posted this video, this whatever his name is, Bruce Yerney, he's admitting that, yeah, when I try to do a specific detailed experiment with these fancy devices, I always get wrong answers, too. You're conceding your physics shit is shit. It doesn't really work. It seems to be an ego trip more than... Who cares what it seems to you? You seem to be the creepiest motherfucking little trolly piece of, you know, fucking goddamn, gaslighting, whatever, aggressive, defensive kind of little insecure troll there could be. You're just such a hateful little petty piece of crap. All right, anyway, that gives me the impetus to actually make an effort to record evidence you claim no one can possibly show. Yes, I'm quite sure you can't tell the difference between two things that weigh exactly the same. I'm quite sure you can't. Okay, in truth, no one can be bothered wasting their time showing except me. Yeah, well, you won't show anything. You'll lie some more. Every one of your videos is titled is a lie. Every one of your videos is full of goddamn lies. All you are is a liar for the propagandists, okay? You don't do anything with any integrity. Every bit of it's filthy. Every bit of it's filmed at the worst possible advantage. You only post videos that come out your way, so you do the experiment a million times and you wait for some stupid circumstance, like an earthquake, to tilt the results in your favor, and then you'll post it. You're just a corrupt, lying sack of shit, and you will be proven to be that. Because I will be proven correct, and you will be proven to be just a terrible, obnoxious pile of shit who slandered me all over the fucking goddamn internet because you're a petty, dickless piece of shit. All right. Because I'm almost as bad at math as you. I'm not bad at math. I can do 1, 2, twice the distance, half the mass. I can do that. I can figure out twice the distance, half the mass, same energy as half the distance, twice the mass. Yes, same energy. 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour, same as 10-ton train going 5 miles. 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour, same as 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour. I can figure out same fucking thing. Lever would create both trains. Same energy could create both trains. I can figure that much math out, you stupid fuck. I'm not nearly as dumb as you. I have to see things proven physically with hands-on experiments. Well, unfortunately, they're your hands and they're filthy and you do shitty experiments. And so I enjoy discovering the answer. You didn't discover anything. You lie about everything you fucking do. Your own experiment proved me right and you claimed it proved you right. You're just such a fucking liar. Okay, at the same time as you, the only difference is you refuse to change your conclusions after seeing the evidence. I haven't seen any reliable, decent evidence. I've debunked every one of his slimy, disgusting, quote-mined, trolly videos. Look at his videos and just say, why would a scientist do this? Why would anybody with any integrity make a video this disgusting? They're disgusting videos. Okay, you generally blame the evidence... You generally blame the evidence, whereas bullshit again, another lie. Whereas I generally blame myself. Well, you should blame yourself because you're a creep, you're a shit, you have no integrity, you have no honesty, you have no decency, you're just a terrible example of the lying scum that's on this planet. You're a piece of scum. Alright, when the evidence doesn't match what I expected. So again, more lies. You have two videos titled "You're debunking something." Your video is a clear indication that you can't do the experiment right because you got neither answer. You got completely right in the middle. My prediction, their prediction. You got some new prediction, clearly proving you can't be relied on. You can't do the experiments correctly because you can't even get them coherent to either answer. So I will try to make a lever experiment available ASAP, possibly today. Well, guess what? Yeah, it's not happening. Okay, don't hold your breath. I've only had 3 hours sleep because I've been out, doing favors for all my big boobed friends, hoping they'll let me, suckle a little bit of milk or something like that. He has a lot of these fetishes. Okay. He's boob obsessed. It's like Beavis and Butt Bro. Yeah, Beavis and Butt Bro. Oh, God. Pathetic worm. All right, so here's another comment. So after that tripe, he did it again. You will once again fail to prove your assertion. So that's what I said to him. So go ahead, play your game, spout your bullshit. You will not prove anything. You will not show anything because you're too stupid. You can't even understand the arguments. Okay, you seem to have difficulty with past, present tense. No, I don't. I know exactly what I can... you will reliably lie. I can say that for a guarantee. Whatever video he makes, it'll start with lies, and then it'll continue with a lie, and then it'll be conclude with a lie. What I already tell you. Pay attention. Yeah, well, right. Okay, I'm not into making predictions about serious matters. What a joke. Well, everybody on Earth is, frankly. Yeah, we all are making predictions and hoping. That's why I don't waste anyone's time putting out hours worth of repetitive guesswork every day. So again, there's no... In 1 year, he can't diagram a lever. This simple process. Just point out how the one mass two distances out does not weigh the same as the two mass one distance. That's all he has to do. And then he's proven his theory. So he just has to show that they don't weigh the same. Because that will show that this one doesn't have twice as much energy. If they weigh the same, then they have to have the same energy. If they don't weigh the same, then they can have different energy. But they can't weigh the same and have different energies. Okay. Anyway, if I did that, I would be worried that it would only take one very average person to nail a few bits together and test my claims. Well, let's understand, there's only like 8 people that like your videos, right? You get 1,000 views and you get 8 likes on 1,000 views. So clearly your audience is limited. And I'm sure everyone in the audience would say, Steven, make more videos. Sure, if you have more videos to make, make them. Show us your theory. Explain how your theory works. So all I'm asking you to do is draw a lever and explain how it's not twice as much energy. That the one mass doesn't invent twice as much energy. Just go ahead and show it. How it doesn't happen. When your theory says it must happen. All right. Test my claim and then work. So it's just all this, you know, again, all this extra crap. I don't want to do the experiment, but I'll do it. Blah, 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 blah. Talk a bunch of crap. So wait, let's just see. A few bits together and test my claim, and then it would be kicking myself for not making the effort to do it myself before announcing to the world that broken glass weighs more. So I've never said anything about broken glass weighing more. This is just such horseshit. Because the electrons floating half an inch away from all the extra surface area. So anyway, it's just more of his, he's just demonstrating what a liar he is. You know, I never said the glass weighs more or weighs less. I just pointed out theoretically, okay, when you break something into pieces, then it has more surface area, and more surface area means it'll probably be able to hold more electrons, but it just really doesn't matter. There's clearly no point made as any critical point. So you actually think that one half mass twice the distance from the fulcrum moves the lever differently then? So that's what I asked. Can you make it any simpler? So you actually think a half mass twice the distance from the fulcrum moves a lever different than a full... So there was no question mark in my statement. So I don't know why... See, this is part of his dishonesty. He's pretending to quote me, and he put this question mark in parentheses in here. I didn't have any question mark in parentheses. This is a complete sentence. From the fulcrum moves a lever differently than a full mass half the distance from the fulcrum. I mean, do you need a comma here? Is this what you're having a problem with the sentence? A full mass, half the distance from the fulcrum. So you're just saying 10-ton train, 5-ton train. You know, inverse velocities. And you're just saying you're contending that somehow they have different power. They have different force. They have different energy. How can you possibly defend it? Because they weigh exactly the same thing. They'll hit something with the same force. Okay. You worded it a bit back to front. No, I didn't. But I know what you meant, and here's your answer. No, I don't think that. I know it. So he knows that somehow the one mass out here weighs differently than the two mass here. So a two mass 1 inch from the fulcrum weighs differently than a one mass 2 inches from the fulcrum. He says he knows that to be a fact. When every scale in the universe says differently.
every physical scale actually working says differently. It says they equal. They're exactly equal. I can put a 2 mass right here, 1 inch from the fulcrum on this side. The fulcrum, the lever will say they're the same. I put a 1 mass, a half mass, twice the distance, same 2 mass here. The lever will say same weight, same thing, dead equal. He says he can tell the difference, even though they're exactly the same. You seem to have difficulty listening to what people say, no matter how clear we... I don't have any reason to keep listening to assholes who say, MV is too atheist. I don't need to listen to morons. Idiots. Momentum always worked. It worked for Galileo. It worked for Descartes. It worked for Newton. It worked, and you broke it for no reason. You think it was a good idea to break it for no good reason. The theory that worked, we should break it for no good reason. Merely because some religious kook doesn't like atheist physics. Okay. No matter how clear we try to make it, you either have extreme difficulty comprehending. I see all this waste of time. Are you willing to pretend you do? Yeah, you're a fucking moron. There, the end. Yeah, we don't think much of each other's intelligence. I think you're a fucking idiot. You are a fucking idiot. You don't know what friction is. You don't know what air resistance is. You don't understand any concepts at all. You're an idiot. Okay, just you can blame it on the other person. No one else has the level fake difficulty understand. I'm just saying this lever argument is so fucking goddamn simple, but the spaceship argument was simple. The gun argument is simple. Your fucktarded theory says there are 2,000 joules going out this end of the gun, and there's only 2 joules going that way. And then you'll claim, oh yeah, Newton's third law is a thing. We just don't pay any attention when we don't want to, when it conflicts with our sacred 1/2 mv². Well, then we blow it up and say, fuck it. Who cares? Yes, you can have 2,000 go that way and only 2 go that way. Why not? Rules, mules. You're a fucking idiot. I'm not a hypocrite. Yeah, you're a hypocrite. You're a lunatic. You're a jerk. You're an idiot. Okay. The molecules, so this is me talking. The molecules of the lever move identically, yet you think you can perceive the difference? So the lever moves identically. I have a 2 mass on one side. I have a 2 mass on the other side, same distance. It moves identically if I put a 1 mass 2 distances away. Every piece of the lever will move exactly the same if I initiate any motion in it. Exactly the same. Can't change it. It's impossible for there to be a change. Because the weights are identical. Idiot. I have no idea what the lever has got to do with it. So can you? Oh, the liver. My liver has to do with it. Oh, okay. Yeah, he couldn't get past this little tiny typo. So he makes a ton of typos. So he wastes a whole sentence on nonsense. Okay. See, not fair when you pretend that slow and understands everything. Despite being the main thing any of us are talking about for 18 months. So he's wasted 2 fucking statements. He still hasn't answered the question. So you know perfectly well what I was arguing was not the ridiculous claim you tried to pin on me earlier in the video. So where are you arguing? This is what I've always talked about. This is what I've always stated. This is what I'm always saying. You're changing the subject, retard. Pretending you thought I meant one lever can rotate different speeds at the same time. I mean, this is moronic. What am I talking about? Sorry, interruption. Okay, so this is just so stupid, right? I mean, this argument is so simple. So you have a rotating lever. Okay, so let's just deal with the part here rotating. It's like a gear. You have a big gear and you have a little gear. I've done this over and over again, right? So there's no way to misunderstand. The point is the thing on the outside is light. It goes more distance. The thing on the inside is heavy. It goes less distance. The movement of the lever is identical, regardless of which one I put on the lever. It will move exactly the same. It has to move exactly the same. When you have the 1 mass out here, it has to move the same as if the 2 mass was right here, because they have exactly the same weight. They will apply exactly the same pressure against the movement. Exactly the same. It can't be different. It's impossible for it to be different. That's physics. That's why the wheel with the weight on the outside rolls slower than the wheel that has the weight on the inside. is because it's moving more mass, more distance, and therefore it's absorbing more energy as rotation. It has more torque. Okay. All right, let's give you the benefit of the doubt one more time. So this is just such bullshit. It's over and over in my video. So he will not be able to take the clip from my video and then show him doing something that represents what I illustrate in the videos. What I illustrate in the video is clear. The trick you have to perform is to say these two things that weigh exactly the same don't weigh exactly the same. You have to show how a one mass twice as far away weighs more than a two mass closer. You have to show that, and you won't be able to show it because the lever proves it isn't true. Okay. I'm not claiming to have witnessed or videoed a lever doing two separate things at the same time. So again, this isn't about two separate things at the same time. This is about two experiments. One with the two mass, one with the one mass. You have to tell the difference. What's same time? What are you talking about the same time? Okay, what would be obviously be ridiculous? So what is he even talking about? Okay, so I'm not confusing anything, right? These videos have been done over and over again. I've talked about turning the gears. I've talked about pushing on the lever. There's no doubt about what I'm arguing. I mean, there couldn't be no doubt about anyone who's in even the fourth grade or the third grade could follow along. All right. You appear to be confusing what I'm actually am claiming to have videoed already. I don't care what you videoed. Why would I even talk about what you videoed? I haven't made any videos about what you have videoed. I haven't made any claims about what you have videoed, except I'm sure it will be full of lies because every single one of your videos is full of lies. Okay, that is that the same lever used in two different ways or two separate occasions do not act the same, do not rebalance at the same speed. What are you talking about? If I stand on a scale and weigh myself, and then I get off the scale and I weigh myself, and I get off the scale and I weigh myself, I should weigh the same each time I step on the scale. There's no logic to saying, well, I should get different readings. I struggle to believe that you don't already know this is my claim. I don't even know what your claims are. Where have you made a claim of some kind? Where the fuck is your claim, you fucking idiot? You've made no video, and I don't see any comment here where you're making any claim except you're saying one masses don't... twice as far on a lever don't weigh the same as two masses half the distance from the fulcrum. What other claim is there involved here except your counterclaim saying you can tell the difference? Two things weigh exactly the same, you can tell the difference. You've made that claim, fucktard. All right, it just suits you better to fake what I'm actually claiming. So where is his claim in here, except he just claimed he can tell the difference between the one mass twice as distant and the two mass half the distance? He just claimed he can tell the difference, and yet now he's... what are you saying? That's not your claim. You just claimed it. You just quoted me and said, I know it. You know you can do it. Well, then do it. All right, claiming. So that... your whatever trilobite fans, well, you shouldn't even talk about the quality of your fan. Your fans are doxers, they're privacy invaders, they slander constantly, fake news all over the fucking place, disgusting human beings. May actually believe Stephen Bro is as stupid as you keep telling them. They can find out how stupid and how little integrity you have just by looking at the icons for your videos. It's a huge giveaway. I actually believe that a reasonable person, all reasonable people, will agree that that's not how you argue science. That's all just disgusting, lowbrow, moronic crap. That anybody who would stoop to that low level has nothing useful to say. Anyone on Earth who has to do that kind of crap obviously has no useful information to provide. You're a shyster and a faker and a fraud. And you behave exactly like one. Okay, and therefore more willing to do your dirty work of making endless sock accounts to troll me. So this is another huge lie. Gigantic lie. Right in this video, Farley the sock account king, okay, has me... look, we'll go find it. I mean, you know, he's got an account called Old Man or something. Who do you think that is? Hermit Old Guy. Who do you think that is but Farley? And you endorse his behavior. You think this is the way people should behave on the internet. Ugh, disgusting. Let's see. Where were we? Additionally, Constance. Let's see. So you know perfectly well what I was arguing was not the ridiculous claim you tried to pin on me earlier in your video. So it's clear what I'm claiming, and it's clear you're not paying any attention to any of the videos I've made. Pretending you thought I meant one lever can rotate different speeds at the same time. So again, this doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? Okay, that is why almost no one wants to... Okay, we already did this. Alright, so where were we? There are times when I actually agree with something you say. That would shock me. Okay, anytime you agree with what I'm saying, I have to be worried that I've made a mistake. Alright, that's how perfect an asshole you are. Let's see, what is this? What is this shit? Additionally, your constant pretense that I want a civil discussion and never matched by reality. So again, this is just horseshit. Your whole channel is covered with slander. Where is mine covered with crap icons and silly titles? Except in response to your lies. So show where I lied about you first, fucktard. You won't be able to, because you've posted the videos of you talking to Holiday and trashing me. So we already know that's exactly what you did first. Okay, unwarranted anger and vitriol against people like me merely putting out that we have already done. No, merely lying and pretending, okay? You pretended to be somebody who had an interest in attempting to allow me to validate my theory, when really all you were trying to do was debunk me from the beginning. You were a liar and a fraud and a fake. Okay, show your claims to be incorrect. I was civil to you in my comments. No, you weren't. Your comments were not civil. They were rude and disgusting. Okay, your response was, since this is just old news, there's no doubt about the history. Go out and research it and you'll find it, okay? I did nothing to this asshole. Okay, this except say something that's my right to say, which is I don't think Asperger's is a real fucking goddamn psychiatric syndrome. I don't want to. I'm sure we all feel that. But the I don't want to excuse is not a disability. There is no need to attack me personally if a civil discussion is what you truly want. You're the one making all the attacks, so there's no doubt about it. Your whole channel is devoted to attacking me. My channel is devoted to making physics arguments. Okay, there is no need to get angry with me. There's plenty of need. You're a despisable, despicable, horrible human being, a disgusting human being. You have endorsed behavior that's disgusting. You have fueled it. Okay? You're a disgusting piece of shit. Okay, there are times I may actually agree with something you say. I actually know that, but it suits your purpose much better to pretend I will do anything to avoid agreeing with you. It doesn't matter. Whatever the agreement is on, it has nothing to do with the issues for which we disagree. And that's all that really matters. I don't give a fuck where you agree with me. I give a fuck about having the argument about the disagreements. And you can't have that argument honestly. Because you're a dishonest, lying sack of shit. You exaggerate every fucking thing you do. You claim you've proven when you haven't proven. It's disgusting what you do. I just wish you could be right on something lately. So what's the use of this point? It's useless. You're the one wrong. Every fucking video is wrong. Every fucking video you make has logical errors in it. That the real problem that your knowledge doesn't improve, it gets worse. No, the real problem is you are an idiot. It's already been pointed out. You don't know what friction is. You don't know what weight is. You don't know what anything is because you misunderstand all physical phenomena. You're an idiot. All right, the molecules of the lever will move identically, yet you think you can perceive the difference. So yeah, that was the key point. Okay, you must be deliberately misunderstanding me, surely. No. So let's give you the benefit of the doubt one more time. I'm not claiming to have witnessed or videoed the lever doing two separate things at the same time. I don't see that. What's this two separate things at the same time argument? Where does that come into this? The simple argument is that you can't tell the difference between the one mass and the two mass. I could switch them, put up a barrier. You can't see which one I put there. You can't tell the difference from this side of the lever which one's there, because they weigh exactly the same. That's the argument, fucktard. Not complicated. You appear to be confusing what I am claiming to have videoed already. So we already did all this shit. All right. I struggle to believe you already know this claim. It suits you to fake it. Now, okay, I'm not faking anything. And, you know, okay, Sokka sounds controlling me. So that was the comment we really should have done. All right. One last time. Example A. Where the one mass is twice as far from the fulcrum and so goes twice as fast and four times higher if launched upwards. Remember, Selbram's lesson. Well, that's not Selbram. He didn't have anything to do with anything. That was a mistake I made for 6 hours. Okay, it will require a corresponding greater input of energy. So it's just a lie. You'll never show it requiring more energy to lift the one mass twice as far. Ever, ever, ever. Because they weigh exactly the same. You'll never prove that one. So it's an idiotic statement for you to make. Okay. It will require a corresponding greater input of energy to make that happen. No, it won't. It will require a greater input of energy to make that happen. It will require... What is he repeating this for? Then... So what is that? So that's his claim. I don't know. Is that his claim? What is he talking about? It's an idiotic statement. It's just completely idiotic. It takes the same energy to lift 10 pounds of wheat as it takes to lift 10 pounds of potatoes. Absolutely the same energy. Can't change that. Then, example B, where the two masses placed at the midway point. What's the midway point? I mean, this is just too stupid. As you have drawn many times but misunderstood even more times. There's more bullshit. In this one-to-one ratio situation, two mass on both sides, you mean? The effort required to operate the lever is less than the effort to operate the same lever in the previous two-to-one situation. So again, you can't even tell what the fuck he's talking about. So he's saying when the two mass is here, right, and the one mass is out here, he's saying these are weighing different. It takes different energies to lift them. When the lever's proving it takes exactly the same energy to lift them. It takes exactly the same energy to lift this twice the distance in the same time as it does to move this half the distance in the same time. He says there's a difference. When we already know the lever balances. It's no way it can be a difference. I put a two mass on this side, it balances. I put a two mass on this side, it balances. It's exactly the same. One mass out here is exactly the same as two here. Everything moves identically. He doesn't understand. All right, example A takes longer for the lever to move the set distance. It doesn't take any longer, so it's a lie. It obviously can't take any longer. I can put the one, look, I put the two mass on this side, right? And then I put a one mass twice the distance out here. This won't take longer to move than this. The period of this pendulum will be exactly the same as the period of this pendulum. Exactly the same. Nothing moves any different speeds. I mean, different amounts of time. The simple truth is the one mass will move twice the distance that the two mass moves. And that those two things, like the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour, is exactly the same as the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour. Newton was right. MV is right. Momentum is energy. You people are all fucktarded religious kooks. All right. In the effort required to operate the lever is less than the effort to operate the same lever in the previous 1-to-2 ratio situation where we are effectively amplifying the magnitude. So again, none of this, he has no evidence this is true. He has no proof. He has no experiments. There's no way he can do it. It's absolute bullshit. You can't undo the fact that the balance, the lever, proves they're the same. It proves it because it perfectly balances in gravity. Magnitude of the motion at the expense of force, analogous to transforming voltage at the expense of current. Where's the expense of current? You can keep increasing the voltage and you can keep increasing current. I don't know what he's talking about. Example A takes longer for the lever to move a set distance. So again, it's impossible for it to take longer. It's identical. You can't take any longer. It wouldn't be going twice as fast if it took longer. you fucking idiot. Okay, there is clearly more work being done in example A. So there clearly isn't, you're an idiot. Because we were making the lever produce more kinetic energy. So isn't that the joke? So he actually thinks, even though they weigh exactly the same, it'll take more energy to move this than this. So even though they weigh exactly the same, I'll have to put more weight, I'll have to put more pressure on this side of the scale to move this than this. No, I won't. It'll take exactly the same amount of force, exactly the same pressure, exactly the same torque, because they weigh exactly the same. He's an idiot. All right. I mean, it's just, he's proving he's an idiot. So again, he's saying he's going to prove this experimentally. I'm just saying it's impossible for him to prove experimentally because the experiment's already been done a trillion times on Earth. Every single object that transfers momentum, that is, changes something's momentum. So every time there's a transmission, every washing machine, every car, every place there's gears that are changing the torque being applied, he thinks they're free energy machines. And he thinks he could tell the difference, and he can't. All right, sadly, you will never comprehend that because you are effectively religiously opposed to even contemplating the possibility. Yes, it's impossible for me to think this thing, two things that weigh the same don't weigh the same. It's impossible for me to believe that I can tell the difference between 10 pounds of potatoes and 10 pounds of wheat. I can't. I can't tell the difference. 10 pounds is 10 pounds is 10 pounds is 10 pounds. I know that to be true. You're a fucking idiot. Therefore, you cannot call what you do physics. Well, if that's the standard, again, you're just painting your own prison. You belong in physics prison. You belong in science prison because you're anti-science. You're a liar, a shyster, a bum, and a creep. Okay. It's all in your head instead of testing on your bench. So there's no test he's going to do where he's going to demonstrate he can tell the difference between 10 pounds out here, okay, and 20 pounds in there, because the lever says it's the same weight. Not only can I tell which is which without even seeing whether it lost example A or B. I don't even know what that means. It lost. So what's a loss? But you, yes, you can tell too. No, you can't. There is no magic involved, as you sarcastically apply in the end of your video response to the comments. I'll be even more sarcastic. There's absolutely no fucking way, you silly deuce, that you have any ESP or any special powers. You cannot tell this 10 pounds, we could argue, from this 10 pounds. These two things will weigh 10 pounds. This is half the mass, but it will weigh 10 pounds. It'll be proven because I'll put 10 pounds right there and it'll weigh the same exact as this and this. You won't be able to change that, you fucking idiot. It's a physical fact. Levers have always just converted momentum. They've never been free energy devices, you fucking retard. And again, people 1,000 years ago, I think they knew it wasn't a free energy device. I think they knew they had to do a lot of sweating to make the lever work. Okay. Not only can you tell which is which, there's no magic involved. It's just so funny. Of course there would be magic. All right. Put it this way. If you cannot observe the difference, you are beyond the help of an obstetrician. We're talking about you feeling the difference, you moron. You're putting pressure on something. We're not talking about you witnessing it, looking at it, saying, I can't tell the difference. I can see the 5 mass here and the 10 mass here. I can't tell the difference. Yes, no, you could. You can look and see the difference. You can't tell the difference by pushing on the lever, idiot. Because what's on the other side is going to weigh exactly the same. That's all I'm suggesting you look at your own proposed experiment. So again, I'm not going to redo it over and over and over again. I've done it 10 times at least. You'll have to show the clip where you found somehow misunderstood what I was saying. You don't get to look and see whether you have a 2 mass here and a 1 mass here. You don't get to look. I put them there and then you tell by pushing on the lever which one is there. Idiot. Moron. Kook. How can you not have tried it to do your own simple experiment? Because I've already seen it done 1 trillion times. I don't need to see it again. It beggars belief that you have such self-confidence. I have confidence that I'm not a lying sack of shit like you. That, yes, I have spent a lot of time qualifying my understanding. That is, doing a lot of research. It's you who didn't research Leibniz. It's you who've never really researched Madame Chartelet. You never did any research on any of this crap. And you just spout your opinion that I'm a chauvinist or I'm anti-woman. That her bad science, I don't look at it and say, oh, that's bad science. It didn't matter whether she was a man or a woman. It's bad science. No, you're the one making accusations you can't prove. You have absolutely no evidence for. You're just a liar. Okay, that you would rather gamble looking an idiot. Why would I worry about it? That's right. I have complete confidence that I can't tell the difference between 10 pounds and 10 pounds. I'm confident I can't do that. Then waste a few hours or a few dollars actually building your own experiment. Why would I waste any money hanging a lever from a string, making a balance? It's really not that complicated, except, you know, you have to get your notches just right and all that kind of crap. So I'll do that. But I'm only doing it because you're all behaving like two-year-olds. Nobody talking about modern physics should have to have a lever demonstrated for them. The very fact that I would have to demonstrate a lever to you idiots is just so insulting to human intelligence. You really have reached adulthood and you can't understand a balance. Amazing. All right, then waste a few hours or a few dollars actually building your own experiment to check whether your claim is true first. Again, I'm quite confident I can't tell the difference between 10 pounds and 10 pounds. 10 pounds of potatoes and 10 pounds of marshmallows. Just by lifting it. You know, not by looking. Just by lifting it. That I could tell the difference. I'm quite confident I can't tell the difference. Fill the bucket with anything that weighs 10 pounds. I'm quite sure that I can't tell the difference. I can't tell the 10 pounds of something against the 10 pounds of anything else. 10 pounds will always weigh 10 pounds. And I can't tell the difference. My video is almost ready. So again, let's just see. So this was hours, you know, day ago, and he still hasn't produced any video. So, you know, who knows what he's going to publish. And it's clear what I'm arguing. So I don't even know how he could possibly even publish a video without saying something like, well, I've got a friend who's going to do the switching of the weights. And, you know, you can't really do it yourself, right? It's really hard to make some kind of random device that puts a one mass out here and a two mass here, you know, and changes it. It's going to be pretty hard to find a person willing, you know, it's pretty hard to do that yourself. So you really need somebody else to do the switching, and then you do your guess. That must be a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour, or, oh, that's a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour. You know, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. And the lever proves it, you fucktards. God, you people are just so dishonest, so fucking dishonest, so stupid. You can't in months, and I've been saying this for at least, 10 months. Lever. I've pleaded with you, please draw a lever and explain to me how it works. Explain where I made a single mistake. Anything on this board is wrong. Show where I made a mistake in the logic. No, it won't happen. They're such liars. Ugh. Enough of a fucking video. All right, so anyway, this has been a draftphysics.com, debatephysics.com also, and blah, 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 and I hate you fuckers. I hate this planet. You're all such scum. God damn it. Disgusting. I wish the Earth to be levered into a black hole, if there was one. Yeah, unfortunately, that theory is probably crap, too. Anyway, till the next time and such.